तव कथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिदीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये हृदा जनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the knowers of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna recorded by Swami Brahmananda. Chapter: Religion is realization and not a matter of for philosophical discussion. Religion means dharma. In Sanskrit, what is dharma? The thing which holds. Dhridhatu, it holds. Dharma. Who holds us? Consciousness. Consciousness holds us, otherwise we are dead. The whole behind this whole creation, there is consciousness. So religion is to realize that consciousness. That is religion. Means go back to God. We come from God, we go back to God. Come from God, we go back to God, but in between we forget God. This is the problem. Who makes us God to forget? Maya. Maya makes our minds outward. Sense world. It brings the opposite knowledge. The thing which is real, we think that is unreal. The thing which is Atman, we think that is non-Atman. Just it brings the opposite knowledge. That is Maya. So religion is realization and not a matter for philosophical discussion. But religion has various aspects, external religion and inner religion. External religion differs from religion to religion. Internal religion does not differ. But what is external religion? Religion, name, prayer, rituals, they are different from religion to religion. But love for God, devotion, renunciation, purity, they are same in all religions. Sri Ramakrishna made a remark, Shekhane Shapshialer Akra. In that ultimate truth, all jackals owl in the same way. Russian jackal, American jackal, or Indian jackal, their voices are not different. Same voice comes from these all jackals in the world. So all illumined souls in all religions speak about God. They have no differences. What is the difference? In theology, in philosophy, in external aspect of religion. That Sri Ramakrishna taught again and again. We are studying these teachings of Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda, one of his main disciples. He only recorded the teachings, but he did not give the background or more the place, the person Sri Ramakrishna gave the teaching. That he did not say. That we shall get it from the gospel. So it would be like a comparative study of the two gospels so that we can get maximum. If I read it only, you will not get maximum. That is the reason I brought this book and read the similar passage, what Sri Ramakrishna said in that context. And this Swami, is from his meditation, he remembered what Sri Ramakrishna said. He only put the teachings there. He did not put the background. 5. যেমন খালি গাড়িতে জল ভরতে গেলে ভক ভক করে শব্দ হয়, কিন্তু ভরে গেলে আর শব্দ হয় না। তেমনি যার ভগবান লাভ হয়নি, সেই ভগবান সম্বন্ধে নানা গোল করে, আর যে তার দর্শন লাভ করেছে, সে স্থির ঈশ্বরানন্দ ভূ উপভোগ করে। When a pitcher is being filled, a gurgling sound, ভক ভক, is heard. As soon as it is full, the sound ceases. Similarly, the man who has not found God is full of vain disputations about him, but who has seen him silently enjoys the bliss divine. Let us see what Gospel 103. Let me see how Sri Ramakrishna expressed that thing there. Sri Ramakrishna went to see Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar, August 1882, and there was a long conversation. Vidyasagar was a great social reformer and a great Pandit. He is one of my friends. He wrote a book on Vidyasagar. He says his character is such that when he speaks, nobody can speak. And here Ramakrishna, hours after hours speaking, and this great Pandit, he cannot speak. It is so overwhelming, Sri Ramakrishna's conversation. Sri Ramakrishna said, "The bee buzzes as long as it is not sitting on a flower. It becomes silent when it begins to sip the honey. But sometimes intoxicated with the honey, it buzzes again. An empty pitcher makes a gurgling sound when it is dipped in water. When it fills up, it becomes silent." All laugh. "But if the water is poured from it into another pitcher, then you will hear this sound again. The rishis of the old attained the knowledge of Brahman. One cannot have this so long as there is the slightest trace of worldliness. How hard the rishis labored. Early in the morning, they would go away from the hermitage and would spend whole day in solitude meditating on Brahman. At night, they would return in the hermitage and eat a little fruit or roots. They kept their minds aloof from the objects of sight, hearing, touch, and other things of worldly nature. Only thus did they realize Brahman as their own inner consciousness." Sometimes you will find Sri Ramakrishna's teachings is connected with some kind of example. In other places, do you know what did he say? Bhan bhan, bhag bhag, and kol kol. Very peculiar expressions Sri Ramakrishna mentioned. Bhan bhan is the sound of the bees. It's a buzzing sound. Before it sits on the flower, it makes some sound. When it sits on the flower, sound stops. Bhag bhag sound. What is bhag bhag sound? Pitcher. You press into water, the gurgle sound will come out, bhag 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 bhag. You see, his knowledge is coming from nature. He saw in the village, in city, whatever he saw, that he expressed. This is the way it works. Bhag bhag. Water. Another sound Sri Ramakrishna mentioned, kal kal. Do you know what is kal kal? Here is a big pan of hot oil or ghee, and they make luchi, fried bread, just puri. They roll it very thin, round shape, and then they throw into that hot oil, and immediately a sound comes. Then it begins to cook itself. Kal 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 kal. Sound comes, and then when it is fully cooked, fully fried, it only floats on the top, no more sound. Well, you can experiment how to make luchi. I know how to do it, and I know how it makes noise. So I am familiar with all these three sounds, kal kal, bhan bhan, bhak bhak. You see, the Brahmos, they understood that Sri Ramakrishna's way of teaching, and it penetrates inside. They can visualize. For example, the children. How do they teach the alphabets? A, A, apple. Look, it is an apple. A, apple. B, bat. C, cat. D, dog. E, eagle. This is the way we teach the children, with a picture, so that it will penetrate in the minds of these children. The moment he sees the child sees apple, A, bat, B, cat, C, dog, D, E, eagle. This is the way you remember when you were a little child, how your parents or your teachers taught you, through picture, so that you can visualize and can remember. Amazing how we learn. So Sri Ramakrishna is giving these teachings in the same manner, as if we are all religious children, though you may have a master's degree, but still you are children. You are a child in the spiritual realm. Very interesting. One is Swami, that's one I learned from Swami Adishwarananda. He differentiated between concentration and meditation. I sometimes quote his analogy. Concentration means dharana. At that time, the bee is on the flower and making buzzing sound. That is concentration. And meditation means the bee sat on the flower and sipping honey. That is the difference between concentration and meditation. Very good analogy. Next one. বিবেক বৈরাগ্য না থাকলে শাস্ত্র পড়া মিছে, বিবেক বৈরাগ্য ছাড়া ধর্মলাভ হয় না। এইটি সৎ আর এইটি অসৎ বিচার করে সদ্বস্তু গ্রহণ করা, আর দেহ আলাদা আর আত্মা আলাদা, এরূপ বিচার বুদ্ধির নাম বিবেক, বিষয়ে বিতৃষ্ণার নাম বিবেক না, এইরূপ বিচার বুদ্ধির নাম বিবেক আর বিষয়ে বিতৃষ্ণার নাম বৈরাগ্য। It is useless to pore over these sacred books if there is no discrimination, viveka, or non-attachment, vairagya. No spiritual progress can be made without this. Viveka means discrimination between the real God and the unreal phenomenal universe, and adherence to the real. The knowledge that the sound, the soul, is distinct from the physical body is also called viveka. Non-attachment to things of the world is called vairagya. Viveka and vairagya are very, very important in spiritual life. Discrimination and detachment. If you want to practice spiritual discipline, see what you need. You need a calm, concentrated mind. That is the first thing you need. A calm, concentrated mind. How can you get it? Through abhyas and vairagya. Krishna mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, when Arjuna says, it is easy to control the wind, but it is very difficult to control the mind. That Arjuna said. Krishna says, it is true. But let me tell you the secret. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grijyati. You practice again and again and follow detachment. Then your mind will be under control. Patanjali mentioned in Yoga Sutra, abhyasa vairagya abhyam tan nirodha. Nirodha means you want to control your mind, stop the mind, abhyas, repetition of practice, and non-attachment. This is the only way you can control the mind. There is no third way. This is the universal method. Bibhik vairagya na thakle shastra pada miche. You may be a great scholar. You may quote all the scriptures. You memorize Gita, Upanishad. You can quote from any books you like. You may be a fantastic orator. But if you have no vivek and vairagya, futile, though all of your learnings is futile. It should be like an entertainment of the intellect, but not, it will not bring liberation. There was a great scholar who used to teach the monks. So one monk asked this Pandit, the professional people, they will come and explain the scriptures to you, they're not Sanskrit scholars. So one monk says, you know, sir, listening to your classes, the monks leave the monastery, go to the Himalayas. They feel so much intense renunciation. Do you feel that way? No. I teach for money. I have wife and children. So I come and teach the monks because I know the scripture. So I teach the monks just for my stomach. I don't feel the renunciation. But listening from you, these monks leave, even the monastery. Vivek. বিবেক হলদি গায়ে মেখে যাও ছোবে না তার গন্ধ পেলে, ডুব দে রে মন কালি বলে, কামাদিছায় কুম্ভীর আছে আহার লোভে সদাই চলে, তুমি দম সামর্থ্যে এক যুবে যাও কুলকুঞ্জলি নির্কুলে। দিস ইজ দ্য সং অফ রামপ্রসাদ। ও মাই মাইন্ড চ্যান্ট মাদার্স নেম অ্যান্ড ডাইভ ডিপ উইদিন। বাট ডু ইউ নো দেয়ার আর সিক্স অ্যালিগেটার্স আর দেয়ার উইদিন ইন ইউর মাইন্ড, কামা, লাস্ট, অ্যাঙ্গার, জেলাসি, ইগো, ডিলিউশন, অল দি সিক্স, গ্রিড, দেয়ার আর সিক্স অ্যালিগেটার্স লিভ ইন ইউর মাইন্ড, ইফ ইউ ট্রাই টু ডিপ উইদিন দে উইল অ্যাটাক ইউ দোজ অ্যালিগেটার্স। বাট বিবেক হলদি গায়ে মেখে যাও ছোবে না তার গন্ধ পেলে, বাট ইফ ইউর বডি ইজ বিসমিয়ার্ড উইথ টার্মেরিক অফ ডিট্যাচমেন্ট, দে উইল স্মেল, দি অ্যালিগেটার্স উইল নট অ্যাটাক ইউ। বিচার, দেহ আলাদা, আত্মা আলাদা, দ্যাট ইজ বিচার। আই অ্যাম নট দি বডি, আই অ্যাম দি আত্মা, দিস ইজ কল বিচার, সেপারেশন। হাউ ক্যান ই সেপারেট দি আত্মান ফ্রম দি বডি? ইন গীতা উই ফাইন্ড ওয়েন ইউর ক্লথ, শার্ট আর ক্লোথস আর ওল্ড অ্যান্ড ওর্ন আউট, ইউ থ্রো অ্যাওয়ে অ্যান্ড ইউ পুট অন দি নিউ ওয়ান, দ্যাট ইজ কল বিচার। সো দি আত্মান, উই ডিসকার্ড দি নন আত্মান অবজেক্টস, সেন্স অবজেক্টস, অ্যান্ড উই গো টু দি আত্মান, পিওর কনশিয়াসনেস। অভ্যাস, অভ্যাস কি, হোয়াট ডাজ দি অভ্যাস ডু? বিবেক স্রোত উদ্ঘাটাতেই পতঞ্জলি ব্যাসা সেইজ ইন দি যোগসূত্র কমেন্টারি, অভ্যাসেন বিবেক স্রোত উদ্ঘাটাতেই, এই অভ্যাস রিপিটিশন এগেইন অ্যান্ড এগেইন এভরি ডে, ইফ ইউ রিপিট 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 প্র্যাকটিস প্র্যাকটিস প্র্যাকটিস, দেন হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স, ইউর ডিসক্রিমিনেশন উইল অ্যারাইজ। আই রিমেম্বার ওয়ান্স ওয়ান অফ আওয়ার টিচার্স ওয়াজ টকিং অ্যাবাউট অভ্যাস, ডু ইউ নো হোয়াট ডিড হি সে? এ কাউবয়, এ ক্যাফ ওয়াজ বর্ন, সো ইট ইজ এ স্মল ক্যাফ, দি কাউবয় ওয়াজ হোল্ডিং দিস ক্যাফ and lifting. He is doing these things three times a day, lifting. Every day he is lifting that small calf, which is a small. Gradually, gradually that calf became a full-fledged cow, still he was lifting. And the circus people thought, Hari, we shall take this man and show our Ringling brother circus and just show that this man can lift the big cow. He's telling that if you practice every day, if you lift every several times a day, just out of play, you will get so much strength that when this calf is a big bull or cow, you will be able to lift it. He was talking about abhyas, practice, repetition of practice. আর বৈরাগ্যে না বিষয়স্রোত খিলি ক্রিয়াতেই ব্যাসা সেইজ, নন অ্যাটাচমেন্ট উইল রিডিউস দি ফ্লো অফ ইউর মাইন্ড টু দি সেন্স অবজেক্টস, ইট উইল পুট এ ড্যাম, আই ওয়ান্ট লেট ইউ গো। পারহ্যাপস ইউ হ্যাভ সিন ইন মিসিসিপি রিভার সাম প্লেস দ্য ড্যাম, দে ডাইভার্ট দি ওয়াটার টু দি various channels so that the some places will not be flooded. So say they put a dam, and so that your thought current will not go to the sense worlds, it will go towards God. That is the purpose of detachment, non-attachment, renunciation. Vivek and Vairag. Next. পাঁজিতে বিছানা জল লেখা আছে, কিন্তু পাঁজি নিংড়ালে এক ফোঁটাও জল বেরোয় না। তিনি পুঁথিতে অনেক ধর্মকথা লেখা আছে, শুধু পড়লে ধর্ম হয় না, সাধন চাই। ইন দি হিন্দু অ্যালমানাক ইট ইজ রেকর্ডেড দ্যাট দি রেইনফল উইল রিচ 20 আরাস। আরা ইজ এ মেজার অফ ক্যাপাসিটি ইউজড ইন বেঙ্গল। Ring the almanac, so full of rain predictions, but not a drop of water can be got out of it. So also, many good sayings are to be found in the sacred books, but the mere reading of them will not make one spiritual. One must go through the practices enjoined in them. Sri Ramakrishna was talking to a great Pandit, Sarsadatta Tarka Chudamani. Sri Ramakrishna to the Pandit. There are many scriptures like the Vedas, but one cannot realize God without austerity and spiritual discipline. God cannot be found in the six systems of philosophy, the Vedas or the Tantras. But one should learn the contents of the scriptures and then act according to their injunctions. A man lost a letter. He could not remember where he had left it. He began to search for it with a lamp. After two or three people had searched, the letter was at last found. The message in the letter was, "Please send us 5 shears of sandesh and a piece of wearing cloth." The man read it and then threw the letter away. There was no further need of it. Now, all he had to do was to buy the 5 shears of sandesh and the piece of cloth. Better than reading or hearing, and better than hearing is seeing, one understands the scriptures better by hearing them from the lips of the guru or a holy man. Then one does not have to think about their non-essential part. But seeing is far better than hearing. Then all doubts disappear. It is true that many things are recorded in the scriptures, but all these are useless without the direct realization of God, without devotion to His lotus feet, without purity of heart. The almanac forecasts the rainfall of the year, but not a drop of water will you get by squeezing the almanac. No, not even one drop. That is the way Sri Ramakrishna explained to this great scholar. He was an evangelist teaching Hinduism. He was telling him, maybe a great scholar. Did you get a command from God to teach? No, sir. Then people's, those words will go through one ear, through they will go out through the other. It will not work. It is a beautiful way. In another place he mentioned, you know there is butter in the milk. You know it. But seeing the milk, he says, "I want butter, I want butter, I want butter." Butter will not come. You will have to churn. You'll have to churn the milk, the butter will come on the top. Churning, that is called spiritual discipline, sadhana. You see, Sri Ramakrishna, I remember in our village, do you know how do they make? There is no electricity. They buy milk, the milkman, the confectioner. Then what do? There is an earthen big jar. Hot milk, they put it there in the evening. Then they put a little sour yogurt. Then whole milk will settle in the morning. 4 o'clock, there is a bamboo, some kind of charner there. And there is a bamboo pole. And there is a rope, which makes this rod, you know, churning rod. The milk, that confectioner will pull like this, and just like your washing machine, you know, like the washing machine, you will see the, what do you call it, that rod or what?
Agitator.
Huh?
Agitator.
Agitator. That one agitates. So this man only does him this with hand, because no electricity. So with hand you are doing, and then whole milk yogurt breaks. The top portion comes butter. That butter is so beautiful fragrance and so soft. He will bring in a big plate, and the lower portion he will bring in a jar, buttermilk, and that he will sell from door to door. Every morning he will come to our home, my mother used to buy, and that was our breakfast. Hot rice and some boiled vegetables and something, and that butter and buttermilk. That was our breakfast. Fresh, everything is fresh. Not donut and coffee. American donuts and coffee. You know, if you are not born and brought up a village, you cannot see these things, you see. Dudhe makhon ache. There is butter in the milk. We know it very well. We know there is God. But if we do not make any effort to realize Him, what can we do? Next, ek bagane dujon lok berate gechilo. Tar bhitor jar bishoy buddhi beshi, she bagane dhukei kota am gach, kon gache koto am hoyeche, baganchir dam koto hote pare, ittadi nana rokom bichar korte laglo. আর একজন বাগানের মালিকের সঙ্গে আলাপ করে গাছতলায় বসে একটি একটি করে আম পাড়তে লাগলো আর খেতে লাগলো। বলো দেখি কে বুদ্ধিমান, আম খাও পেট ভরবে, আবার পাতা গুনে অত হিসাব কিতাব করে লাভ কী? যারা জ্ঞানাভিমানী তারা শাস্ত্র মীমাংসা তর্ক যুক্তি নিয়েই ব্যস্ত থাকেন। বুদ্ধিমান ভক্তেরা ভগবানের কৃপা লাভ করে এ সংসারে পরমানন্দ ভোগ করেন। বিউটিফুল। Two men went into an orchard. As soon as the worldly wise man entered the gate, he began to count the number of mango trees, the number of mangoes each tree bore, etc., and calculate what might be the price of the orchard. His companion went to the owner, made his acquaintance, and quietly going under a mango tree, began to pluck the fruit and eat it with the owner's consent. Now, who is the wiser of the two? Eat mangoes. It will satisfy your hunger. What is the good of counting the leaves and of making useless calculations? The proud man of intellect is busy with all sorts of vain discussion and controversies regarding God, while the humble man of wisdom, having received God's grace, enjoys supreme bliss in this world. Let us see what the Gospel says. G161. That also says Ramakrishna. Is it possible to understand God? God's action and his motive. He creates, he preserves, and he destroys. Can you ever understand why he destroys? I say to the Divine Mother, O Mother Arjuna, need to understand. Please give me love for thy lotus feet. The aim of human life is to attain bhakti, devotion. As for others, things, the Mother knows best. I have come to the garden to eat mangoes. What is the use of my calculating the number of trees, branches and leaves? I only eat the mangoes. I don't need to know the number of trees and leaves. That's Ramakrishna said to the Brahmas. In another place, he said, by any means, meet Jodu Mallik, the richest man in Calcutta. You want to know how much money he has, how many real estate, how many homes, how many things. You first go and see him, then he will tell you. But it is not easy to go to him, but you know, his guards and all these doorkeepers. And but either you cross over the wall or by getting some push, or by any means you just go and meet Jodu Mallik. Then Jodu will tell you. So he was talking about, by any means you first realize God. That's what Christ said. First seek the kingdom of God, then everything shall be added unto you. Kingdom of God, that is the first thing. There is another story. Sri Ramakrishna said, there are several Pundits came to cross the river, and the boatman was rowing the boat. Then the Pundits asked the boatman, do you know Shankha, Vedanta? No, sir. Do you know Mimamsa, Naya? No, sir. You are a poor fellow. You have never read all these scriptures. That is true, sir. In the meantime, there is a storm, and the boat was about to sink. Then the boatman, the ferryman, said to the Pundits, sir, do you know how to swim? The boat is going to sink. No, we do not know how to swim. But I know how to swim, so my life will be saved. What a great lesson we get from these things, you know. I know how to swim. Even your scriptures will not be able to save your life. The way Sri Ramakrishna said, that is the reason I always ask people, read the Gospel of Ramakrishna, you will be a wise man. You may not see God at present, but he will be a very wise person. That I can say, I can assure you. Every day, 15, 20 minutes, read the gospel. Then you will get the result within 3 months. His teachings are penetrating. Very convincing. You cannot argue, because this is the truth. You have come to enjoy mangoes. In another place, Sri Ramakrishna said, suppose you have gone to a tavern and was asking how many bottles of wines you have, how many types of wines you have, whether you have imported wines or French or German, or what kind of best wines in the world you can have. You can inquire. Sri Ramakrishna, what is the necessity of inquiring all these wines? You want to be drunk? Just drink one glass and just get drunk. Best. First learn how to get drunk. That means learn how to get God intoxication. That Sri Ramakrishna said. Gulapinesha. Sometimes I explain Gulapi Nesha. Do you know what Gulapi Nesha means? Roseate intoxication. That is the English translation. Roseate intoxication. Suppose here is a, you have come from your work. Here is a bottle of whiskey. Seeing that bottle, you are so happy. Shh. I shall drink. But you have not yet drunk. You have not yet drunk. Then, you know, you just open the cork. Then whoosh, it comes out. That fragrance will give you half intoxication. That is called Gulapi Nesha. You have not drunk it yet. But that whoosh, the booze come out, then you get the way Sri Ramakrishna says that is called Gulapi Nesha. But you have, when you will drink, then you will go into Samadhi. That is the thing. Samadhi means on the floor. It happens. I went to Rijli. So I met Mrs. Leggett's grandson. Mrs. Leggett's son was Hollister, and Hollister's son is Paul. So Paul was very friendly with me. So one day, whenever we used to go to Rijli, he used to give me lunch with this garden, some cucumber and something. He used to make some sandwich for me. And he used to chat and tell all the stories of their family. So one day I was going, I saw in the bathroom, I saw one girl is lying on the floor. I thought perhaps she was dead. Because Paul rented one room to that girl. So it is first floor. His wife lived in the upper floor. So I thought that girl was dead. Then I said, Paul, what is the matter? Oh, Swami, she's drunk, Swami. Don't worry. Go to the bathroom. Then she wrote me a letter. Swami, that girl is still alive. Sri Ramakrishna's examples are so apt. Roseate intoxication. Hanga, shokal shondai tumar gulapi nesha hoy. Sri Ramakrishna was asking, hello, do you get a little roseate intoxication in the morning and evening? And during your meditation, when we have some kind of spiritual experience, at that time it is hard to get up from the seat. I want to stay a little longer. When you get the taste that you was talking, you know, Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated. He demonstrated what is called true religion. যেমন হাটের বাইরে থেকে দাঁড়িয়ে কেবল একটা হো হো শব্দ শোনা যায়, কিন্তু যতক্ষণ লোকে ভিতরে প্রবেশ না করে সেই হো হো শব্দ স্পষ্টরূপে বোঝা যায় না। ভিতরে প্রবেশ করে দেখে কেউ বা দরদস্তুর করছে, কেউ বা পয়সা দিচ্ছে আর জিনিস কিনছে ইত্যাদি। তেমনি ধর্মজগতের বাইরে থেকে ধর্মের ভাব কিছুই বুঝতে পারা যায় না। আই হ্যাভ দ্যাট এক্সপিরিয়েন্স। হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট এক্সপিরিয়েন্স? Our market is 1 mile away from our home. It is on the bank of the river. Market, post office, school, playground. Every morning there will be market for fresh fish, fresh milk, fresh vegetable. But Tuesday evening and Thursday and Saturday evening, these 2 days, there will be a bigger market. Just like your farmer markets, all farmers, all their produce they will bring on the evenings of Tuesdays and Thursdays. That day we shall buy maximum need of the whole of the week. and we can get cheaper. So we used to get two bags in our hands and the basket for fish and other stuff. So that my mother will not have to wait for vegetables. Already we bought, we do not have any refrigerator. Village, a remote village, no running water, no electricity. So in a basket, all the vegetables are there, and she will decide what she will cook on Monday or Tuesday. It is up to her decision what she will cook. But from the, you know, in especially Saturdays and Tuesdays, from a distance we can hear whole sound. They are bargaining and all these things, you know, in the market. Look what in English this book says. G645. Sri Ramakrishna, to Mohimacharan. How much of the scriptures can you read? What will you gain by mere reasoning? Try to realize God before anything else. Have faith in the Guru's words and work. If you have no Guru, then pray to God with a longing heart. He will let you know what He is like. What you learn of God from books? As long as you are a distance from the marketplace, you hear only an indistinct roar. But it is quite different when you are actually there. Then you hear and see everything distinctly. You hear people saying, "Here are your potatoes, take them and give me the money." From a distance, you hear only the rumbling noise of the ocean. Go near it and you will see many boats sailing about, birds flying and waves rolling. One cannot get true feeling about God from the study of books. This feeling is something very different from book learning. Books, scriptures, science appear as mere dirt and straw after the realization of God. Well, scriptures palalamivo dhanyarthi. From the farm, you got the rice with husk. Then put in the machine. Rice will come, husk will be out. So we need the rice, we do not need the husk. But the husk are husks are unessential. Rice is the essential. So when I get the rice, I discard the husks. That's what Ramakrishna is saying. But you know, husks are necessary, otherwise the rice will not grow. The skin of the apple is necessary, otherwise the apple cannot grow. When the apple is ripe, we peel the skin, we take the flesh. You see, unessential is also is necessary. Books, scriptures, they only tell us, you know, how to reach God. Shastrani aditi aditya medhavi abhyasa punah punah परमां ब्रह्म विज्ञाय उल्कावत् तानि अथो उत्सृजेत। इन डार्क नाइट व्हेन ए ट्रैवलर गोज विद ए उल्का, उल्का मीन्स मशाल, द काइंड ऑफ फायर, यू नो, लाइट इन हैंड, the moment he reaches his home, he throws away. Light is more necessary because I found my home. Similarly, a intelligent person uses the scriptures, studies the scriptures, and practices the spiritual disciplines until he knows Brahman. When he knows Brahman, he gives away. The yogis chant the four Vedas and all the scriptures, and they take the butter. And the butter milk, the yogis drink the butter, take the butter, and the butter milk is for the Pandits, for the scholars. But these are not very essential things. Anyhow, they give all these illustrations in this book that how scriptures and God realization are two different things. Recipe book. We read the recipe book, we buy the ingredients from the market, we cook it, we eat it. So recipe book is necessary to know the ingredients of our vegetables or fish or meat and then cook it and eat it. Then recipe book is not necessary. Once you learn that particular dish, you do not need any recipe book. That is the way it works. Scriptures are necessary, otherwise how shall we know? Sab jinish utchisht hoyeche, kebol ek brahma aaj porjonto utchisht honni. Ved, Puran, ityadi sab manusher mukh diye ber hoye utchisht hoyeche, kintu aaj porjonto brahma jeke bostu ta keu mukhe bolte pareni. The Vedas, the Puranas, and all other sacred books have, with one sole exception, become, as it were, defiled, uchishto, having been uttered by human mouths. That one exception is Brahman, or the Absolute, for no one as yet has been able to say what it is like. Uchishto, really uchishto, do you know what uchishto means? Suppose, here is a plate of food you started to eat. The leftover is called uchishto. The thing which you have eaten on your plate, that is called uchishto. That you should not give to anybody else. So he was talking all these scriptures. Uchishto. Everybody say it is like uchishto. Look what Sri Ramakrishna, that is told to Vidyasagar, who was a great scholar. He said, today I learned a new thing. I have never heard such thing in my life. Once a small doll went to measure the depth of the ocean. It wanted to tell others how deep the water was, but this it could never do, for no sooner did it get into the water than it melted. Now who was there to report the ocean's depth? pick any gifts of ideas for worldly things, discrimination, not this, not this. Vidyasagar. Anyhow, he told this thing, Vidyasagar, that everything has been defiled except Brahman, because you cannot express it. Then he will give you more explanation that you cannot explain sex life to a 5 year old boy, which is not beyond this little child's in the mind. The child is so pure. In the US, Sri Ramakrishna will explain more about this knowledge and Brahman, which cannot be communicated. Only you know. Whether your stomach you are full or not, only you know. I cannot tell you seeing your face. That is the way it works. Anyhow, we shall go further. So we came up to 10 tonight.